Today, December 1st, is World AIDS Day. According to UN AIDS estimates, there are now 33.4 million people living with HIV worldwide, including 2.1 million children. In the last year alone, 2.7 million people became infected with the virus. 2 million others died from AIDS. This year's theme is universal access and human rights. And President of Caritas Internationalis, Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Madariaga, has called for immediate action to prevent the deaths of children with HIV in poorer countries. Caritas has launched a campaign called Heart for Children, which stands for Highly Active Antiretroviral Therapy, the term given to treatment regimens to aggressively suppress viral replication and slow the progress of HIV. Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, Leslie Ann Knight, says that the right treatment is possible to help eliminate mother-to-child infection.
It is possible to eliminate that. If we are able to screen mothers, to test mothers while they're pregnant, if we can detect a mother in her pregnancy as being at risk of passing the virus onto her child, first and foremost, we can treat that mother before the child is born. We can treat the child then immediately after the birth. If we are able to, at say 18 months or 2 years of that child's life, then adapt the medicines, that child has an excellent chance of surviving it. What we need though is, and this is part of our campaign as Caritas now, is to encourage first and foremost pharmaceutical companies to hear this, to hear the fact that we do not have appropriate medicines for babies and for small children. We don't have the resources that it would take. It's a lot more than simply providing medicines. We need as well to be able to care for the whole person. A small baby or a mother taking very heavy doses of antiretroviral drugs needs proper nutrition. They need adequate food. They need clean water. They also need assistance in being able to come for regular checks to clinics, say. That means transport. All of this is part of a holistic program. That's the key to success.